5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a crazy parenting journey where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you. So, yeah.
Yep.
Here we are, episode 2.
Woo!
So, we appreciate everybody that listened to episode 1.
Yes.
About bullying. If you missed that, then you can definitely check that out on our website.
And keep in mind, it is our very first shot at this, so hopefully we just get better.
Yeah. So, like we did last week, and for those of you that are first listeners, I'm Barry Ricks, and it's my lovely wife, Crystal.
Crystal Ricks.
Crystal Ricks. And we have four kids, ages 7, 5, 3, and 1. And so, two boys and two girls. And they make our lives magical in so many different ways, and we want to share that with you.
Magical in so many different
ways. So many different ways. So first, we like to talk about a story of the week.
Wait, first,
oh,
to answer Mary from New Mexico, who already asked us a question.
Oh, yes.
She wanted to know how we have time to do this. And to answer your question, Mary, it is 9 o'clock at night.
Our kids are still not asleep all the way.
We are locked in our bedroom while most of our kids are sleeping. But we are locked in our bedroom. We're in our pajamas. We've already eaten our chocolate stress relief. And we are ready to go.
We'll eat some more, though, I'm sure.
Probably.
So, yeah, so that is our thing. So, yeah, let us go to the story of the week.
Stories
of the week. So, go ahead. You start this week.
Okay. So, I've been thinking about this. I have two stories. One
Dos.
Made me feel like a horrible mom. I'll start with that one.
We all have those stories.
We have a three-year-old who doesn't react the way that you think she would. And the other day, she said, "Mom, I need a towel." And I knew that was bad because she was in the bathroom. And I walked into the bathroom, and there was poop everywhere.
I remember getting the text about this.
It reminded me of Eddie Murphy in Daddy Daycare or whatever.
Daddy Daycare.
Daycare, when he walks into the bathroom, and you can't see the bathroom, but all you see is his face, and he's like, oh!
Music's like,
oh, feed me! Yeah, that's how I felt, because it was everywhere. It was exploded. And immediately, I was just furious because she knew that the stinking toilet was like an inch away from you. You couldn't make it. And I was like, why did you poo on the toilet, on the floor? And she just started laughing and was like, I didn't make it. And I wanted her to feel my fury.
I know.
And so I was like, get in the bathtub. I'm going to clean this up. And she's just giggling and chatting with me like it's this funny thing. And I was just trying so hard to get her to feel how angry I was. And I was like, stop talking. Mommy's mad. And she just kept giggling. And I was cleaning and I kept finding little splatters everywhere. And it's just that moment where I left the bathroom and I was like, wow, that was a big mom fail. Because I never laughed, or I should have giggled with her, but it was not funny.
Laugh about the poop, honey. Laugh.
It's not funny.
Laugh about the poop.
So that was my crappy day.
No.
But I have a good mom story. And now I just realize it's another bathroom story. I must have a lot of those.
Bathroom humor in this
house.
Yes,
I guess so. So my good mom moment was we were at Walmart. And like the kids do, they all have to go to the bathroom at the same time, which I guess is a good thing. But my two girls had to go potty. So I left Grandma, who was with us, with my baby, and we headed to the bathroom. And before we left...
Well, he's not really a baby. He's one.
Yeah, he's one, but he's my baby. So my daughter takes the stuffed animal everywhere. The same three-year-old that pooped on the floor. And today, at this time, was a dog. And she said, wait, his name's Torito. So Torito has to go potty. And so we took the dog with us to the bathroom. And there just happened to be a ton of ladies in the bathroom. And so the girls went potty. And when they're done, Lacey realized that Torito hadn't gone potty. So she's like, Mommy, wait, Torito has to go potty. And so in front of all these other women, I held that dog over the sink of the bathroom and let him go potty. And I held him there, and all the other moms, or I don't even know if they're moms, they probably thought I was crazy. And I had
other females.
Yeah. So I had to ask Lacey, is he done yet? She's like, no, he's not done going potty. So I had to hold him there and hold him, and all these people are staring at me holding a dog over a sink for no reason. And then as I was standing there making potty noises, I realized that I was being a super awesome mom.
So were you actually making potty noises?
Like, I did.
Like
towards the end, so she'd know he was done.
Like, what?
He's done.
Nice, nice.
That is what a Torito sounds like going potty.
The dog Torito sounds. That, well, good job, honey.
Thank you.
Way to handle the situation.
So I was a horrible mom and a good mom all in a day's work.
So my story is something that we, on Saturday night, the whole day was a kind of a family thing, but we were getting ready to go to a church function for our Christmas party. It was a church Christmas party, and we had been asked to participate in the church program, and we were also bringing food, and I was also baking cookies. That's right. I bake the cookies in this house.
And they're good cookies.
And they're good cookies. But we were trying to get our kids all happy and excited to go to the party, and for the whole week, everyone was excited for the party, right? But then, like, 2 hours before the party, our oldest, he just decided that he didn't want to go to the party anymore, and he wasn't going to have it, and he didn't want to participate in the program, and so he just decided that he was going to whine and moan and
do his... Our son has mastered this thing.
The face flop.
The face flop.
The face flop.
We have a beanbag, and or a bed, or any soft surface, but whenever he feels really upset, it's like... What, like a tree falling in the forest. It just like...
Do you hear it?
He just goes totally stiff and just face flops into the bed and just lays there with his face down.
Or the beanbag.
Or the beanbag. Or
anything, any soft surface.
But it's just, you can just see it. Just, he freezes and then falls.
And then
it's so dramatic.
Flop.
But I'd take the face flop over a big
screaming
tantrum,
screaming tantrums. But, Crystal and I had promised ourselves that we were going to make the day fun, so I, with every fiber of my being, held my...
Smile.
My smile on and held my wrath back, because I really don't like it when he face flops and whines.
Yeah.
So, eventually we got to the party, and we participated in the program, and the kids had a blast. They had a really fun time doing it. So they were happy that they did it in the end. So
that was fun.
Story of the week.
Well, bam.
Church parties.
And poop.
And poop.
And big stuffed animal
and
pee.
Dog pee in the sink. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go to the main part of our show.
If you haven't turned it off by now from that conversation... You're going to love this next part.
Yeah. We're going to talk about battles.
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 And
love is a battlefield.
And which ones are worth fighting for? and which ones are not? And this is primarily pertaining to your kids and battles that...
I'm assuming that all of you are... Random listeners, if we have listeners, have already had some battles pop into mind.
And if we do have listeners, we want to hear your stories, too.
Yeah, feel free.
Of your stories of the week and as we finish the show, definitely your battles as well.
Okay. So we've been talking about different topics to discuss on our show. And we were talking, actually, as we were preparing lunch for our kids on Saturday.
There you go.
Just yesterday.
It was the day.
And so we're making lunch, and Barry's setting the table with the kids, and all of a sudden our two girls were like, I want to sit by Mommy. No, I want to sit by Daddy. Blah, 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 blah. And it turned into this huge argument until the point where Barry was like, okay, you're going to sit by her, and you're going to sit by Daddy, and everyone's going to be happy.
Wow. And, thanks, honey.
Okay, he didn't really sound like that. He was more like...
No, I probably did sound like that.
Anyway, so we're laughing over that and realize that battling would be the perfect...
Topic for the show today.
And so... We made a list of unexpected battles that you never thought you were going to have with your kids. And then battles
yeah,
worth fighting and battles not worth fighting, in our opinion.
And then the ones you're not sure about.
Yeah, well, we're not sure about for our own kids.
Yeah.
But being fought over by who wants to sit by us, unexpected battle.
Unexpected battle. And in a small way, it's kind of a nice...
It is a nice battle.
Unexpected battle, because it's like your kids think you're cool enough that they want to sit by you, and we should embrace that while it lasts.
But the problem is they're not sitting by you if you're at the end of the table and they're on the side of the table.
Yeah.
For some reason, that is not sitting by you. So we can't appease three kids that all want to sit by us. It just doesn't work.
Nope. So we jotted down a list. And we wanted to talk about some of the other unexpected battles.
We're doing unexpected first?
Yeah, we'll do unexpected battles, and then battles not worth fighting for, and then worth fighting for. We'll do that in that order. So,
unexpected battles.
Read it off the list.
So we did sitting by parents. The color of your plate or your cup.
or the graphic.
The graphic. We have little picture cups. And if they don't get their little princess cup or whatever,
like,
it is an all-out brawl.
Like, Jay always has to have her Princess Sophia cup.
Yes, Jay the 5-year-old.
And the 3-year-old always has to have any form of princess cup.
Or we have color-coordinated plates for each kid.
Oh, yes.
And if by chance we don't have enough dishes and the other kid gets the other kid's purple cup or purple plate, it is bad news in our house.
Yeah, because Lacey has pink and she... must have her pink plates.
Okay. So
unexpected battle.
I look at this, and most of our battles are with our 3-year-old, apparently. Here's an interesting one that we deal with.
Yes. So I'm sure some of you probably had similar battles with growing kids. One of our battles, unexpected battle that we were having with our 3-year-old is meowing instead of talking. So our 3-year-old, she loves to pretend to be a cat, and instead of, you know, when we ask her questions, she'll be like, meow, meow, and we're like, well, what do you want? Meow. Do you want Captain Crunch, or do you want cornflakes? Meow. I'm like, I don't know what meow means.
Just give me an answer, lady.
So that was an unexpected battle to either her meowing or her gibberish. And she can talk perfectly fine, people, but she has a very active imagination, which is kind of cool because she plays around with it, but sometimes she lives in her imagination, which forces us to speak cat.
Although I have to say, she was a cat for like 3 weeks and then changed to being a dog.
Oh, yeah, that was...
And started barking, and at first...
It threw us off.
It didn't even register that she was barking instead of meowing, because I was so used to the cat, that I called her a cat, and she started barking at me with this angry bark. And I had to realize, like, oh, you're a dog!
You're a dog now!
And then the happy barking came back, so you gotta watch out for that. Yeah, those are battles!
Watch out for when they change
unexpected. They don't tell you these things before you have kids. The other thing... Have you ever been to McDonald's and yelled at your kid to finish your ice cream? Who yells that? What kid won't want to finish their dessert? Or their hamburger? It's frustrating. Why are you looking at me like that?
I know, you're just very passionate about eat your ice cream.
You've yelled it too.
I've yelled it too.
I've heard other parents yell it.
And even not at McDonald's, but like at home with a bowl and spoon and stuff. Yeah. It's just like, you asked for it, eat it.
Eat the cookie. But it's always frustrating when you're yelling at them to eat like stuff that kids like.
Yeah.
Like the Happy Meal. Just eat your hamburger.
Eat your food you like.
So anyway.
That was an unexpected
yes,
battle.
Yes, we have other ones.
Yes.
Couple more.
Bringing a bag full.
Box full.
Box full. That happened this morning.
That happened today.
Today, where our three-year-old.
We're heading to church.
She decided, you know, and we usually let our kids have a toy or
we
two.
We have a church bag that they can put a few toys in.
Yeah, and our three-year-old decided that she was going to bring this box.
Like a moving box.
Like a big box, not like a shoe box, but like a box, very large box. And she stuffed it with stuffed animals and
dolls.
And demanded that she take this box to church with her as her toys. And that was an unexpected battle, but that was just something I kind of had to fight for because I'm like,
and there were
you
tears.
You can't take a box of toys to church.
She cried for like half an hour, but it was a battle that needed to be fought.
That's right.
And we needed to win.
She was still able to take a couple of stuffed animals, so we're not cruel people. We let her take some of them, just not a box
full.
We're
not moving.
Yeah. We're not moving to the church.
Okay, the last unexpected battle.
Okay.
I haven't even actually told you this story.
Oh.
I have to blame Frozen for this one because
uh-oh.
Suddenly my daughter, my five-year-old, is obsessed with like magic gloves for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Like magic gloves.
Because Elsa wears gloves. Yeah.
So I had to go pick up Grayson from school. And like I always am, we're running late. And so it was like, we need to hurry. And Jay had just put on her magic gloves and turned our kitchen into an ice skating rink. And she was wearing her socks. And so she was pretending to slide around the kitchen. And I was like, Jay, it's time to go. And then she starts sliding and goes, I can't, it's slippery. And she was holding onto this chair for dear life. And I was like, Jay, come on, we gotta go. And she's like, I can't, I'm sliding. And she really, it really looked like she couldn't stand because she was sliding. And my blood was boiling. I was like,
well, because you're right.
It is not icy. It's tile floor. But,
well, you're running late, which
yeah,
also
brings the stress.
Contributes to.
I know. Like I always say, if I never had to leave the house, I would be the best mom.
There you go.
Because it's stressful. But anyway, so ice skating in the kitchen is an unexpected battle. I should have just put on magical ice skates and skated out and gotten her. In retrospect, that would have been a good mom move.
Yeah. Buck up. Put on your ice skates.
Instead, I counted to three.
Yeah, so
Get in the car.
The infamous counting. I'm going to start counting. And if you're not in the car, something's going to happen.
Usually I'm counting to like 10. But,
Three and three quarters.
I was so frustrated. But I'm sliding. It's slippery. Yeah. So, anyway.
All right, well, let's move to battles not worth fighting for.
Not worth fighting for.
So, and one of those is, once again, our three-year-old. She seems to be the battle queen in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
She loves to change her clothes multiple times throughout the day. So, 10 minutes later, she'll be in a different outfit.
Okay, but she always has an excuse. Because we always say, why did you change your shirt? And she'll say, like, the other one had a drop of water
on it.
It was wet. Because usually she washes her hands and gets, like, a little drop on her shirt and has to change it.
Yeah.
Or, this one has a penguin and I like penguins. Or just
anything. Any excuse. That she can come up with.
But you're not going to get her to change back into that first outfit. So that is a battle not worth fighting for.
Yeah, we're just like, you know what?
I just sneak the clothes back into her drawer.
Yeah.
She's going to put it on tomorrow.
If they're not extremely dirty, they go back in the drawer.
Yeah.
Because you're going to wear them again.
If your kids are like that, just let them do it. It's not worth fighting for, in my opinion. And along those lines, what outfit your child picks to wear in public is not worth fighting for.
Unless you're going to church or something. Or to a classy function.
Well, even
function.
Church.
Well.
It depends. Our daughter, I used to always pick out all my kids' clothes because I wanted them to look perfect. But now my five-year-old wants to dress herself. And she came out in this, like, leopard print sweater thing.
Sweater. It was a
with,
sweater.
With, I don't know, like pink something pants with print. It just awful.
It clashed.
Horrible
clashed.
Mess. And I've realized not to fight this battle.
Our fashionable eyes, which aren't that fashionable, people, they still hurt.
But she asked me, how does this look? And I've realized that I'm not fighting this battle anymore. So I said, oh, you look interesting. And so now when she comes out, she must have taken that as a compliment. Because now she comes out and says, Mommy, do I look interesting? And I always say, yes.
Yes, yes,
yes
you do.
You do.
A couple of the battles that we've determined over the years that we've had kids, and they relate to each other because they're both about bedtime scenarios. And one of the battles we decided that wasn't worth fighting for was, this might be a little bit controversial to some people, but actually going to bed. Now hear us out. That we have a set bedtime where they need to be in their bedroom.
7:30. 7:30.
Because
it's mommy and daddy time.
They need to be in their rooms. And generally, the younger kids actually go to sleep, but the older kids, they don't. But if they stay in their room, they can, you know, play with toys or do it whatever they need to. And then, you know, when it gets a little bit later, then we finally go in and say, okay, now you need to go to bed. But for the longest time, we tried to get our kids to bed, like, be asleep at 7:30. Even
you will go to sleep.
You will go to sleep instantaneous. And we decided, you know what, that's just not something we want to fight over. So they have the routine, though, that they go to their bedrooms and they go to sleep. But sometimes the older kids will stay up and, like, color or play with their toys. And we're okay with that as long as they let mommy and daddy have mommy and daddy time. So, and there's
But we used to fight it, and it caused the worst arguments and the worst discord in our home. And we've realized, like, whatever.
Whatever.
Let's just all be happy.
Let's just be happy. So they still get sleep, people. Don't worry. But another thing at bedtime, which also could be controversial, is snack at bedtime. And so our kids, I don't know if this is probably our fault, but they, for some reason, especially our oldest, they magically get hungry
at bedtime.
And we fought this for the longest time. Like, no, you had dinner, go to bed. But once again, it was one of those situations that just caused a lot of discord and strife within the home.
Okay, so, but it was mainly that tone of voice that just gets under your skin. Yeah. But I'm hungry.
But I want it.
And that voice.
And
I think that's what we were fighting, is the voice more than the request.
So, but we decided that there were certain snacks that they could have that would be okay for their teeth, basically, after they...
Don't tell them that they eat it after they brush their teeth.
Yeah, well, they're in their bed.
But cheese is good.
Cheese is good for your... is actually good for your teeth. Because of the enzymes or whatnot. And so
all that science
stuff. All the sciencey stuff.
Snacks at bedtime. If they ask for it, I'm just going to give it to them.
Most of the time.
Okay. Here's the one that I wrote down. What family movie to watch? Mm. Have you ever tried with six people to pick a movie all together? It does not work. And generally, it's mommy and daddy saying, hey, let's watch this movie that we'll actually enjoy too.
Yeah.
And the kids are picking... Well, our kids have this weird thing about this dumb movie where They're little crayons. Even our 7-year-old likes it, but they're little crayons. The Color Crew.
On Netflix.
It's on Netflix. And they just like... they make like noises and it drives me crazy. But that's what they want to watch. And if the kids pick Unified, then we should support that teamness of them. And it doesn't matter if we want to watch something awesome, we're going to watch The Color Crew or, you know, Jake and the Neverland Pirates or something.
But Jake's cool. I like Jake.
He's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool.
So.
All right. Well, let's, those are some of the battles that we thought weren't worth fighting for. Now let's talk about some that are worth fighting for.
Okay. Well, we said sometimes our kids eat after they brush their teeth, but brushing your teeth at bedtime
yes.
is a battle worth fighting.
Yes.
We didn't put this in the show notes, but I read an article that the lady said the way she chooses which battles are important to her is, will it affect them when they're 30? And I hope our kids are trained to brush their teeth at bedtime
that they're
when
still
they're
brushing
30.
Their teeth at 30. Yeah.
So that's a good way to rate if it's a good battle.
There you go.
But brushing your teeth in the morning, I don't know if that's worth fighting for. Just saying.
Let us know what you think about that. Yeah, that's for sure. One of the other battles that we definitely think is worth fighting for is speaking in a whiny voice.
Yes, we do not accept your whiny voice.
Yeah, / talking back, because that's really what whiny voice is.
That's the 7-year-old thing. We already gave you an example of the whiny voice.
Yes. Yeah, so
but here it is again.
Yeah, that. So we are, you know, like again, once again.
We will not give in to you.
You will not be 30 and still be doing the whiny voice.
Yes, we're going to break you.
Unless you're us and doing a silly podcast. We'll do the whiny voice.
So, yeah, we've learned to tell our kids, I don't understand you if you don't talk in a normal voice. And it actually works really well. If they want something bad enough, generally, they'll talk in a normal voice. Or just slightly whiny, but enough where I'll accept it.
Yeah.
So, here's one. Of course, the regular ones like cleaning, making your bed, those kinds of things are worth fighting for.
Buying toys every single time you go to the store.
Not going to happen. I will fight you to the death on that.
Be like, I'm not going to buy you a toy every single time we go to the store.
The quarter machines.
Yeah.
I hate those things.
Dang quarter machines. That's where they get you.
It is. Every time we go, can I have a quarter?
I'm like, I don't carry change on me.
Yep.
So... But yeah, it's another getting up for school
is a battle every day.
And it's just first grade.
I know, you're supposed to like school in first grade.
He does. I mean, Grayson really likes school, but the thing is I have to get him up every single morning. He's not like 9 out of 10 times I have to get him up, but every once in a while he's up by himself. But we think that's a really good habit to instill in our kids right now. Be like, get up and you need to go to school, so let's get up on time, get ready. And some of the other routines that we think are worth fighting for that we didn't put down, but I just thought of it. We as a family, we try our best to have breakfast as a family in the morning, and then we have prayer as a family in the morning.
And we have dinner around the table.
And we have dinner around the table most nights. But we also, in the evening time, we say family prayer and we do our routine. And so I think those are things worth fighting for, too, because we think those are very important things for our household. Definitely to have that camaraderie being built, I guess you could say.
Well, I love how you chose to talk about nice things like prayer, and I wrote down using the potty. Here's my
battle. That's important.
Okay, here's my battle. Lacey, the three-year-old. She's a magician when it comes to going to the bathroom. I don't even know how she does it, but...
Well, you heard about the poop story.
Well, yeah, but... I'm trying to put this as tastefully as possible, but she, I don't know what she's doing in there, but it is nasty. And it always, you have to go in with like bleach every time she uses our bathroom. It's horrifying. But for some reason, all of our kids like to use mommy and daddy's bathroom. So that's our new thing is, and we have been blessed in this house to have two bathrooms. So if you have to share with your kids, I'm so sorry if they are like our kids, but, so that's the new rule is the kids are not allowed to sit their tushy on my potty. That is my potty.
My potty.
So they go to theirs. And that, we're still battling that, because they'll be in our room talking to me, and all of a sudden, they magically have to go, and they can't make it 10 feet down the hall, they have to go in mine, and I always say, no.
No.
You cannot use the grown-up potty.
The grown-up potty.
So, that's my battle.
And yeah, and there's many other things that we thought of, but we also did some research and looked into some articles, and we found one article that we thought... was very good. It mentioned some questions. Like, whenever you're battling your kids on something, they suggest to, of course, take a deep breath. Think about what the solution will offer the closest win-win situation.
I don't even think I get to the deep breath part.
I know.
I get to the...
Instant explode! But, yeah, so... Yeah, so here's some questions that you can ask yourself, and this is something that we can definitely work on as well.
Yes,
you could ask yourself: is it worth fighting over? is it? And like, and one of the things that was as a, said is that there's a quote that we liked from an article too that said, you know, is I try to.
What quote are you thinking of?
This top one is like, it's, I try to consider the real consequences of my children's actions rather than squabble over the things that simply get under my skin. So that's something that definitely hit home to me is because I realize that a lot of the things I argue and want to battle over with my kids are just things that annoy me rather than that the kids have to do those things. And so I need to recognize that. So that kind of ties into that first question. So is it worth fighting over?
Like the other day, I asked my daughter if she wanted this cereal or this cereal. And after looking at them, she goes, can I have both mixed in a bowl? And I was like, no. No.
Mix your
cereal? And
she's cereal?
Like, please, I want both. And I was sitting there arguing with her over the dumbest thing. And then I finally realized, why does it matter? Is this some, like, cosmic parenting thing that's ingrained in my head that you must only have one cereal? So I was like, sure, why not? After we had argued. And it made her day. And I realized that it was just me battling something that was totally unnecessary. And I was, like, the coolest mom ever after I gave her two types of cereal.
Yeah. And
so, not worth fighting over.
Yeah.
Is it worth fighting over? Good question.
Yes. Another question is, am I just frustrated with the situation? Kind of relating to what I said. Is it just annoying me? Is it just getting under my skin? Is it really like the kids playing a certain way?
Or the face flop.
Yeah. And so you can sometimes you need to check yourself. Be like, am I too frustrated to actually, you know, to think clearly.
Next question is, what will bring me the most peace? Like we said, for us...
will it be fighting or giving up?
Just give them the cheese at bedtime.
That's right. That will bring me peace. Another is this just a once in a while incident, or is it repeat behavior that I actually need to deal with right now? So, yeah, if they're doing it constantly over and over and over, that might be something you need to deal with. Nip it in the bud rather than like, whoa, where did this one-time thing come up? Like, address it that way.
Okay, real fast. Last story.
Oh, okay.
The other day. Yesterday. Wow, lots of things happened on Saturday.
Saturday's the
yesterday,
day.
Our 7-year-old comes inside bawling because the 3-year-old bit him on the finger. And so Barry over here had already marched outside to yell at Lacey for biting him.
I didn't yell at her.
Well, we were pretty furious with her.
I just gave her the look.
Why did you bite her? And so I was like, Grayson, you're 7 years old. How did she even get your fingers in her mouth? And he said, I put him in there. And I was like, what? And he said, I put him in there and told her to suck it. And I was like, excuse me, what? And he said, I told her to suck it because we were playing powers and I was giving her poison. And so we realized that he stuck his fingers in her mouth and
said,
she
said suck it. And in her mind,
she bit down on
him. In her mind, the little three-year-old's like, fingers in my mouth. You told me to suck it. Bite. Arr.
So mommy and daddy bear here already had their claws bared, ready to create this huge battle when it was just a once in a lifetime. Well, hopefully once in a while incident. And it didn't need to be a battle. It just needed to say, hey, don't stick your fingers in your little sister's mouth. She'll bite you.
Yeah.
And then she apologized, and it was good without any yelling.
And we were good after that.
So just a little confused. Yeah,
don't bite.
Don't shove your fingers in people's mouths.
To give them poison powers. Another question is there a way to resolve the issue without creating additional frustration to anyone?
So, like I just said.
Yeah. Is us arguing with our kids just making the situation worse? In other words. So those are some things you could definitely look at. And we'll have this in the show notes and a link to the article as well. So you could definitely look at that.
Yeah.
So let's move on to our weekly challenge. This is something that we want to challenge our listeners. And we want them to... And we're going to do this too. So we'll be able to report back.
This is a lifetime goal, but really it's also the weekly challenge.
So the weekly challenge to touch base on our previous episode, though, we did talk to our son about bullying. All of our kids about bullying, and got their viewpoints on what bullying is. And then we went over those steps about being rude, mean, and bullying. And we had that, and it worked out really well. We haven't heard any reports about more bullying.
I actually heard another mom from another school tell me, or actually she was telling someone else and I overheard it, saying that she was sick of her daughter coming home from school and saying that all the kids were bullying her on the playground. And that was right after we had recorded the first episode.
Yeah.
And I was just so frustrated, but I really hope that
we
can change this.
Yeah, we hope that having this conversation will be a positive
impact for kids. Because like we said, we want our kids to be brave and not feel like they're victims.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
that's us reporting on last week.
Hope
last
it went episode. Well for you guys.
Yeah.
But this week's challenge is to come up with a battle plan. So when they arise, and they will arise, you'll be prepared to fight or let it go. I feel like I should sing Frozen now.
No.
Let it go. Let it go.
It's sung enough in this house. But yeah, so come up with a battle plan so you can figure out how to handle the situation.
By battle plan.
Battle plan.
We talk about, go over those questions so you can have those in your mind when the battles arise. Is it worth fighting over? Am I just frustrated? How can I bring peace? Is this a repeat behavior? Do I need to respond? Or how can I resolve this without creating additional frustration? Maybe have some good lines. Ask your kids, I don't like how you're acting right now. How can we change this? Or just get some things in your head. And that way, when the battles arise, you don't jump straight to exploso mode like I tend to do. You'll be able to take those breaths and be smart. And it'll make your life happier.
Be smart, and know which battles are worth fighting for.
Yeah, so let's work on it all together.
Because knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Go Joe.
So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
A gold star. Just remember, our ways are not the only way.
It might even be the wrong way.
Find what works for you. You are doing a good job. That's what we want you guys to know. You are doing a good job. And don't forget that we would love to hear from you about your battles, about your weekly stories, or about how your weekly challenges went. You can follow us and share your thoughts on our Facebook page. Also, we are on Twitter at The Clown Car. And you can email us those questions or thoughts or anything, any comments that you would like to send us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com.
Until next time, enjoy your circus.